Hello, this is George Waring, and the calm I'm about to read appears in the March 6th edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled this, Our State of Emergency. So, here's the real emergency. Ready? On day 27 of the Trump shutdown, Ralph Nader published the following reflection on truthdig.org. Democrats may be surrendering the rule of law. I'm reminded of that well-worn statement heard so many times during this administration. We are a nation of laws, not of men. Oh yeah? Nader concluded his column with the following, quote, "See why I've called the Republican and Democratic parties an inbred duopoly? Expect the further decay of a Department of Injustice, shielding a chronically lawless president and turning the rule of law on its head." The William Barr Senate confirmation hearing provoked Nader's warning. He recalled the history of William Barr's actions when working for both Bush presidents. Barr's writings, quote, asserting that the president can start any wars he wants, even if Congress votes against them. An example of this, the constitutionally undeclared criminal invasion of Iraq by Bush Jr. Barr was also George H.W. Bush's attorney general during the Iran-Contra scandal and has been a longtime defender of executive branch lawlessness. Thus, Ralph Nader. Barr's view of the separation of powers, according to Nader, to separate Congress from its constitutional powers and hand them over to the unitary president. Nader says, Barr's inflexible position giving presidents effective immunities for obstructing justice and from blocking ongoing investigations, including limitless pardons even of himself and his family. Unquote. Barr's championship of corporate immunities. Think of the deregulation of the EPA, the FDA, the FTC, and OSHA. Ralph Nader cites a New York Times editorial warning that Barr maintains Congress has no authority in the area of foreign affairs. In sum, Ralph Nader maintains that Barr's views make the president a king. Rather than explore Barr's secretive, corporatist, anti-consumer, labor, and environmental record, Democrats preferred to be polite and in so doing, let the American people down. Is this the real emergency? Our two great political parties are an inbred duopoly? With that philosophical point made, let's turn to the shutdown details. Regarding how the presidential shutdown poses the huge problem to the continuation of a constitutional government responsible to its citizens, Donald K. Sherman of the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Government organization, known as CREW. It's a public watchdog of the federal government. He pointed out a strange anomaly in the uneven effects of the shutdown in Washington, D.C. Sherman wrote a January 18th column pointing out that the National Park Service is closed, and our national parks are all closed. However, National Park Service employees were still on duty at the old post office building. That's the site of President Trump's hotel in Washington. If Sherman's public watchdog group was curious as to why this Donald J. Trump property still managed to have Park Service rangers working there and how that decision was made, he wrote, "Good luck. During the shutdown, the National Park Service and many other agencies are not accepting new Freedom of Information Act FOIA requests, so the public cannot request National Park Service documents explaining why rangers are working at Trump's hotel despite the shutdown. And even if potential wrongdoing by the National Park Service is discovered, the shuttered Office of Inspector General might be unable to investigate." Sherman wrote, "Many offices of Inspector General, which investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in federal agencies, were limited by the shutdown. For example, Despite numerous ethics scandals involving leadership at the Department of the Interior, think of our Ryan Zinke, the agency's Inspector General complaint hotline would not be monitored, would not accept voice messages. Sherman points out that the Office of Government Ethics is responsible for overseeing the entire executive branch ethics program and is a check on government officials who break ethics rules. In March of 2017, the office advised the White House to discipline counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, for violating federal regulations by endorsing Ivanka Trump's private business in a television interview from the White House. During the shutdown, the government ethics office operations were substantially limited to supporting the president's ability to nominate government officials and protecting the agency's information technology, infrastructure, and property. Yes, writes Sherman, the agency responsible for enforcing the Hatch Act, the Office of Special Counsel, was currently closed. It had more than 10 outstanding Hatch Act investigations following complaints from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. Those inquiries and many others be on hold for further notice. Finally, the Federal Election Commission, whose mission includes, quote, protecting the integrity of the federal campaign finance process, unquote, was also closed and remains closed now until it receives an appropriation to fund its operations. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.